from KQED.
Some of the most severely disabled people in California are cared for at state-run facilities called developmental centers. The state spends about $300,000 a year on each of the 1,800 patients living at those centers. But an 8-month investigation with our media partner California Watch has uncovered a pattern of abuse and a failure to hold staff accountable. Michael Montgomery reports on the death of one patient and his brother's effort to uncover the truth.
For 42 years, Van Ingram lived in a Spartan room at Fairview Developmental Center in Costa Mesa, one of 5 centers for the disabled around the state. As a child, Ingram couldn't form words and was diagnosed with severe autism and other disabilities. As he grew, he was constantly in motion and difficult to control. So his older brother, Larry, says his parents turned to Fairview for help.
They saw that it was a safe environment for him, that he was going to be safe and taken care of.
Ingram says Van seemed happy at Fairview, but there were unexplained injuries, broken bones, a black eye, abrasions. Ingram says he was concerned, but had trust in the institution.
I honestly believed that it was just natural occurrences, accidents.
But one day in 2007, Larry Ingram got a call from Fairview. A supervisor left a message saying Van had been taken to the hospital.
We're not sure what exactly is wrong with him right now.
The phone message led me to believe that Van had some little incidental injury that was minor, and that was it.
But when Ingram got to the hospital, Van was in the emergency room. A neurosurgeon told him his brother had a broken neck and a crushed spinal cord.
And he told me adamantly that he felt that this was done to Van, that it was not an accident.
Van Ingram died 6 days later. As a retired police officer, Larry blames himself for missing what he now suspects were earlier signs of abuse.
I should have known that something was going on. I should have known the signs were there, and I was a cop, you know. I was his brother, and my job was to make sure that everything's okay, and in my mind now, I feel guilty.
3 outside medical experts raised alarms about the way Van Ingram died. One said his broken neck was likely a homicide, but staff at Fairview maintained his injuries were caused by a fall from his bed. 5 years after his brother's death, Larry Ingram is at home digging through a pile of documents, photographs, and medical reports. Ingram never accepted what officials at Fairview told him.
Third picture back.
So he decided to do his own investigation, together with his friend Donovan Jacobs, another ex-cop who's also a lawyer.
For one of those facility people to write that somebody severely breaks his neck by slipping out of bed is just ludicrous.
Documents from the case paint a picture of a bungled investigation by Fairview's in-house police. They waited 5 days to interview witnesses and failed to collect blood samples and fingerprints from Van Ingram's room. And that wasn't all.
Straight across.
Ingram and Jacobs are looking at a copy of an internal logbook documenting what Van Ingram was doing at the time of the injury. It shows that Van's caregiver changed the logbook entry to indicate the patient was resting and awake and not sleeping. On the page, an R has been penciled over with an S. To Jacobs, this might be evidence of a cover-up.
What we later found out was they made that change 2 hours after Larry asked that that log be preserved and not changed.
Fairview's in-house police never investigated the changes to the log. This wasn't the only time officers working for the state developmental centers failed to conduct a thorough investigation. In our reporting, we found hundreds of cases of patient abuse and unexplained injuries that were documented at the centers and then dropped without arrests or prosecutions.
It's really a closed world that doesn't get the light of day, even from local law enforcement.
Former California Assembly member Sally Lieber authored a 2008 bill that would have required outside law enforcement agencies to handle criminal investigations at the developmental centers. She says her goal was greater accountability for patient abuse, but the legislation never passed. To Lieber, rising abuse rates and few prosecutions indicate little has changed at the centers.
Have they ever been held accountable? And I think the answer is no.
I think our job is first and foremost to protect the individuals that live in our developmental centers.
Terry Delgadillo directs the Department of Developmental Services, which runs Fairview and the state's four other centers. Delgadillo declined to discuss specific cases, citing privacy laws. But she says when it comes to patient abuse, her department enforces a zero-tolerance policy.
When something goes wrong, we take very, very aggressive action. If we identify that somebody's been involved in abuse, we terminate them.
Department officials told us 67 employees had been dismissed in client-related actions since 2008, though they couldn't say how many were connected to patient abuse. They also couldn't say how many center employees have been arrested or prosecuted. For years, Larry Ingram staged protests at Fairview on the anniversary of his brother's death. Now, he's gone to the justice system.
Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
Recently, Ingram and Donovan Jacobs planted themselves in front of the district attorney's office on a busy street in downtown Santa Ana. They carried hand-drawn pickets and were passing out flyers.
Our goal is to get the district attorney in gear and get him to take some action on my brother's homicide.
After about an hour, a district attorney investigator named Eric Ackerman emerged from the building to talk.
Very disappointed in how the system has dropped the ball on this.
Well, sorry for the loss of your brother.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir.
I'll pass this up.
Ackerman didn't commit to anything, but he said he'd look into the case.
I appreciate you taking the interest.
Okay, if you have any...
Ingram has already won an $800,000 civil settlement from the state, money he says he hasn't spent.
The only reason we got this far is because Dom is an ex-cop. I'm an ex-cop.
Hey, Donovan, do you have any more flyers? I'm running out.
Ingram says he believes most of the staff at Fairview and at other developmental centers work hard and are devoted to patients. But he says investigating his brother's death showed that when something goes wrong, there's no effective system of accountability, not for his brother and, he fears, not for other patients.
That's when I decided that I'll never stop. I'm going to go after him as long as I can and as hard as I can until justice is done.
Ingram is still trying to convince authorities to open a criminal investigation into his brother's death. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That story was produced in collaboration with California Watch. It's a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. The team included Ryan Gabrielson and Monica Lamb. You'll find the details on their special investigation on our website, californiareport.org.